Just like that, friends, we are at the end of the first quarter of 2024. I love looking back at the past quarter and ahead to all the possibilities of the new next quarter. Plus, I'm going to be really, really excited to flip my coffee-stained March content calendar. Just saying. In this episode today, we're going to cover the quarterly planning system that is outlined inside my free resource that you can download for yourself. It's a quarterly planner that will guide you through intentional planning for your online business. And this really is a great time to begin your quarterly plan for your business. I'm not talking about a huge, extensive plan, although you could do that if you wanted. It's just enough so you're able to intentionally look at where you want to go and what you want to accomplish in your business and in your life. When you set aside that time to get all your ducks in a row before you begin the next quarter, it helps to eliminate that day-to-day overwhelm that you're gonna feel from a poorly planned day. You will know what projects will move your business forward and what are the ones that are distracting you from your success. It allows you to think through what is the best use of your time and your energy. Oh my goodness, quarterly planning is one of my favorite things to do. So let's go ahead and step through a quarterly review and planning session. The things that I'm going to talk about is why these days are so important for your online business. The reason is simple, because what you focus on improves. Taking those few precious hours or maybe a day each quarter to review your previous quarter and plan for your next quarter gets you out of the day-to-day and it allows you to strategically focus on growing your business. This is the perfect opportunity to download my planner. I'll put a link to it down below in the show notes. I've already touched on this, but it really is non-negotiable. You have to have enough time set aside to review and plan your quarter. You can block off 2 hours on your CEO day to get this done, or you can do this in a whole day chunk just to really focus in and hone on the things that you want to do in your business. It really is a game changer when you plan out where you want to go. It's your compass to drive the growth of your business. It's your compass to what content you need to create in your business in the upcoming quarter. You can do this either at the end of the quarter, first week of the quarter, whenever it works best for you. And guess what? It doesn't have to be at the beginning or end of a quarter. If you're just coming upon this at a different time, you can do this at any 90-day increment. To make this easy, you can just copy and paste the link to this podcast into your calendar so you have it right there and you can work alongside me as you go through your planning session. I like to set mine with the right tone. That means I'm grabbing a cup of coffee, a water, or any drink that I want to have at that time. Also, you're gonna wanna have a timer handy because you don't wanna start going down rabbit holes that distract you from what you're trying to do. I'm the queen of rabbit holes, so I know how essential this is. If you don't have a timer, that's fine. All you have to do is simply type in the word timer into Google and one will pop up in your browser. If you like to have some essential oils going, you can do that as well. I'll go ahead and put a link in the show notes to 10 essential oils for memory improvement and better focus if you want to go ahead and check that out as well. We want to make sure that you are in the mode to plan. We've talked about setting aside the time. We talked about setting the tone. Now it's important to limit those distractions. I can be very easily distracted. So turn off all those distractions because it's time to get focused on your online business. Because if it's not important to you, friend, who is it actually important to? So let's turn off your notifications on your phone, put it in Do Not Disturb, and close all those applications and your browser windows that could distract you from what you need to be doing right now. Now, this is important for your quarterly review and planning. You want to begin with that reflection on where you're coming from in your business. You need to look back to be able to move forward in a different direction. Otherwise, you could find yourself repeating those same old patterns. Trust me, I know this from experience. So You need to look back to move forward. And if you're wondering what you should reflect on, these are the things that I want you to reflect on and journal on and write on. What worked really well this past quarter? Are there areas of improvement that you need to do? Did you have any feedback? Things that did not go well for you? So those would be the things that, you know, you could call a failure, but they're really truly just feedback because they're going to give you that redirection and give you a compass to where you need to go. What are all your successes? What are the things that you're celebrating? Do you have a win jar, a success journal? Like, where do you keep track of those things that you're celebrating day to day that you're very proud of? You know, like those little things that will get lost if you're not actually tracking them. What did you achieve this quarter? Like, why or why not? So what were the goals that you had set at the beginning of the quarter? What's your vision for this year? Are you progressing towards that? Are you not progressing towards that? What are the things that you need to do in the upcoming quarter to make sure that you're moving towards your vision that you set at the beginning of the year? So I want you to go ahead and set your timer for like 5 to 10 minutes, whatever feels the most comfortable for you, and get out your journal, a notepad, open up a Google Doc, whatever it is, but go ahead and just journal out all of those things that I just talked about with your reflection. Okay, once you're done with that, you're going to do a mind sweep. So what I mean by that is I want you to get all of the thoughts that you have going on in your brain right now that could potentially distract you later onto a piece of paper. That way you know it's there for something later when you need to go back. So, you know, do you need to buy a mount? Do you need to tell your husband to purchase something? Whatever it is, like anything that could potentially pop in your mind, just spend a couple minutes right now just doing a whole mind sweep and clearing your mind and getting all those things down on paper so your brain knows exactly where those thoughts are and they're in a safe place so you don't need to worry about them any longer and you can move forward then with your quarterly review and planning. So I touched on this before when you're doing your reflection, and that's to revisit your vision. So moving on with your review, what's your vision? I want you to pull that out and read it. If you do not have a vision or you didn't create one at the beginning of the year, that's fine. Go ahead and do something right now. Like write out a couple of things like the vision. Where are you going in your business? Why are you doing it? What are the things that are driving you? What is the passion behind your actual business? Does your vision that you set a couple months ago or 6 months ago, or 9 months ago, or whenever it was, does that still feel in alignment with you? Or do you need to tweak it a little bit? Because you want to make sure that you are going in the right direction, that it feels right to you. More than anything, you need to feel that vision in order to make it your reality. So this one, for time-wise, I'd probably set a timer for about 5 minutes just to revisit your vision for the next 90 days. And then followed by your vision, then what are your goals? Like, what are the things that you need to do in the next quarter to move you closer to your vision? So your goals are the things that are going to move you towards your vision. What goals do you want to achieve the next quarter? What do you want to achieve in the next 6 months? Just go ahead and look at those different pieces because you really want to get focused on your goals and what you need to accomplish in the next quarter in order to push you towards your vision. Here's what I mean. What you want to accomplish in this next quarter, like if you're writing that down, if it does not directly impact your vision or your 1 year goal, then that's really not the right thing that you need to be doing because you want those to push your business towards your vision. So ask yourself, why am I trying to accomplish this goal when it's not in alignment with my vision? Because is your vision off then? Has something changed in your life or your business where your vision is not quite in alignment any longer? Maybe you need to tweak your vision for the upcoming year. Whatever it is, just you want to make sure that your goals are in alignment with your vision. And for this one, you might want to have a little bit longer than 5 or 10 minutes to get all of those goals written out, not only for your life, but in your business as well. So what are the different 8 different categories that you want to touch on with those goals? Like maybe you only want to focus on one area of your life or your business in the next quarter so that you can really hone in and make that what it needs to be. Okay, so now you have your goals all laid out to you. Here's one of the filters that I like to do. When I'm working with a client, I always ask this goal filtering question. So you have those goals written down in front of you for your life, your business, your finances, whatever you picked it to be. Now, looking at your goals, ask yourself, are you committed? Are you committed to those goals? By committing, are you willing to devote at least 2 hours a day or 2 hours a week to achieving that goal? If not, is that goal actually meaningful for you? Is it actually, again, in alignment with your vision? Those are the things that you need to think about. Is there anything that you need to put on the wait list for the future? Like, are there things that maybe are going to distract you from achieving that goal? So they need to be put on the wait list so they're later, or something that you need to stop doing because it distracts you from hitting that goals? This is a perfect opportunity to kind of think about those things as well. Then you're gonna map out your dates. So the first thing you need to start with is those important dates or those big chunks of time in the next quarter. So you have a really good idea of how much working time you actually will have. Because you're going to wanna reverse engineer from the end date coming back forward so that you can understand your complete runway. If you have 2 weeks that you're out of the office on vacation, that's going to be a huge factor to getting all of your things done. You might not want to have a goal that requires a lot of intense office time. You're going to block out all that time on your calendar. You can use a sticker with wasabi tape in your paper planner to make it fun. You can use your Google Calendar, however it is. Make sure you have your vacation day, your important kid events, holidays. If you're going to have a launch, if your business runs by a launch, what are the launch days that you have in there as well? Then you're going to take that goal and you're going to break it down into the most tiniest steps possible that you can. And then once you have every one of those little tiny steps in there, that's when you're actually going to start creating your checklist or your action items for that actual goal to become a reality. And when you're breaking down all those little tasks, you need to make sure you're breaking down who is the person that's going to do it, what they're going to do, and when it needs to be done by. So if you're very visual, one way that you can do this is, like, you can get post-it notes or index cards, and you can write every one of those individual tasks out on that card or that post-it note, and then you just can put it down in order so you can see it visually in front of you, if that is more helpful than actually doing it on a computer. One of the final things that I want you to think about is your business pulse. And what I mean by that, or what are your numbers telling you about your business? Do you have a healthy, thriving business, or are there areas that you need to focus on in the next quarter that maybe you have been trying to ignore? So if you're not tracking your numbers either weekly or monthly, you should do that now, because what gets measured gets improved. And here's some common stats that people will look at or want to measure in a business. So your website traffic. Of course, you know, I love content. I'm all about your organic content. So what's your website traffic? How many email subscribers? Like, is that growing? Is that something you want to focus on this quarter? Like, do you want to grow your email list and have more subscribers? What would be a project that you can do in order to hit more subscribers? What's your engagement rate? Like, if your main driver in your business is social media, what's your engagement? Are you getting that engagement rate on your social media to be driving people to your website and to your email list? And what is your number of clients? Like, are you wanting to have a flash sale to bring on new clients into your business or new coaching clients into your business? What are those things that you want to be focused on? Okay, friends, it's time to wrap this up because this has gotten a little bit long. I was a little chatty today. But here's just a snippet of the important points that you would want to do for your quarterly review and planning. You want to look back to move forward. You need to make sure that you're still in alignment with your vision. Are you committed to doing what you say you want to do? Are all of those important dates in your out-of-office dates on your calendar, launch dates? What are those important dates? Are they marked off on your calendar? You need to create a plan and commit to your success, because if it's not important to you, who is it important to? How do you know you're improving if you're not keeping a pulse on your numbers? Okay, friend, I know you've got this. You can do it. Good luck. Don't forget to grab my free planning guide if you want that to help guide you through your quarterly review and planning. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Yay! Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you found this episode valuable and learned some actionable tips that you can implement in your business so that you can feel accomplished and less stressed. If you enjoyed this show, please take a quick minute to share this with your business bestie, subscribe, and leave a review. It helps me reach more business owners just like you. And if you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover in future episodes, please reach out to me on my website. I've created a form just for you. Remember, with the right system and mindset, you can achieve the success your heart desires. Thank you for tuning in. I look forward to chatting with you next time. I appreciate you, and I hope you have a wonderful week. And don't forget, let's grow, friends.